Welcome back to the podcast. I am trying to have so much energy. I don't know why. When I have like a quarter of my face hurts so bad. Like, I just really don't even understand why I'm even trying to record this podcast. But, it's because I really just want y'all to understand identity and self and originality. And if I have to bash it over y'all heads to make you understand that having some personality, having some sense of identity is what God calls you to do. Because if that was not the case, then he would have made us all to look the same. We would be one race. There would not be multiple races, skin tone colors. We would not all have different textures and lengths of hair. We would be robots. If God created us to be one and be the same and get plastic surgery to look like somebody else that we didn't see on TV or on Instagram, if that was the case, God would have made us that way from the jump. God would have printed us like robots. He would have printed us like some paper to look and be and do the same things. It is not hard to be you. It is not hard to be unique. It is not hard to be different. It is about being confident in who you are. It is about loving every little thing, every little quirk, every little weird thing about you. It starts with you loving yourself, and you have to love yourself unconditionally. You cannot love yourself conditionally. And self is the root of everything. Being who you are is the root of how your relationships go, whether that's romantic, work relationships, friendships, like all of those relationships is tied to being who you are. Being confident is tied to being who you are. Do you know who you are? A lot of people don't know who they are, and it's confusing. So you can't be confident in something that's confusing, because it's one day it's this and another day it's that, because you're confused. So you can't have confidence in something that isn't consistent. You know, you have to love yourself on all of your days, when you feel like it, when you don't feel like it, when you want to, when your hair is freshly done, when your hair is 3 weeks old, when you need a new cut, when you feel like you want to put on some makeup. You have to love yourself through all of that. Because how can we have respect? How can people love us? How can people like us if we can't like ourselves? It's simple. It seems so hard because the world makes fun of people, and it's a cycle, you know. Hurt people, and when people don't like things about themselves, they project those things onto other people, and then now the world is telling you what you should and shouldn't do, what you should and should look like, should and shouldn't look like, and that's not the case. Stop going to the world for answers. Stop going to the world for validation. You have to validate yourself. You have to say, this is who I am. This is what I like. This is what I'm going to do. And stand on it. And not just like, you know, stand on it like you at the scale getting weighed at the doctor. But stand on it firm and hard and consistently stand on what you want to do, who you are, what's your identity. Do you know who you are? Do you know what you like? Do you like, so many people change who they are based off who they're around? Because you can, in private, you can love quirky things. You can love nerdy things. You can, but when you get around certain people, oh, I don't like that. And you talk down on it. Like, it's not who you are. Like, it's not a part of your identity. This is who you are. You have to be who you are in private, boastfully in public. It is a shame that I see so many kids, so many adults that don't know who they are, don't like who they are. You can't change it. You can fake it. You can very much fake it, but you cannot change what you like. You cannot change who you are, because it's the truth to your happiness. It's the golden ticket to your happiness, to living a good and healthy and happy life. Do you know why so many kids are changing, saying that they are not a boy or they're not a girl, when in fact they have were born this way? God made them that way. And it is now so popular among children to say that they aren't claiming the identity given to them at birth, because it's so common now, because it's everywhere. It's in books, it's in TV shows, it's in cartoons, it's in their families, it's in their households. And I used to say it's fine, and it is not okay. That is not okay. Do you know, after going under all those surgeries, it is so many people who have done all the surgeries to become something that they're not, to want to be something that they're not, and are in pain, agonizing pain, cannot get hope, cannot get health care, cannot live with themselves, cannot look in the mirror, cannot physically do it. And that causes, brings suicidal thoughts about. But you're allowing your kids to make these decisions. They're children. They're children. But this isn't about homophobe or anything like that. Because y'all already know. Women to me, babe. Women are... Huh. Ooh, I used to want a wife so bad. I used to want to be married to a woman. And then I was like, no. I don't want to do that. And it's because I had examples of dykes and lesbians and all that around me. It's because of that. Realistically, because I grew up with a homophobic mom and outwardly homophobic mom. So before I left my mother's house, there was no way I would even think about, oh, I'm lying. Because I used to kiss girls in elementary school. But outwardly being gay, I would never do that. Living at my mom's house, living outside of my mom's house, that's when I was like, oh, I can now be gay. Da-da-da-da-da. But it's about representation. So the representation on Instagram is having false identity, right? So many of those people have false identities, fake bodies, fake hobbies, fake assets, fake. And it's not, and you see these people when they're smiling in these 10-second videos, they're smiling in these minute-long videos. There are 24 hours in a day. And you see them smile for 5 minutes of one day, and you proceed to call that happiness. I don't care. It's people you know in real life that will put up a front so well as to portray that they're happy and lead miserable lives. Whether it be they hate themselves, they hate their jobs, they hate their partner, they hate their household, they don't particularly like their kids, they don't like family, and you will never know. And you might be with this person every day. You might be with this person hours, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, and don't know what they're going through in their mind, in their heart, in their spirit, in their soul, in their households, in the bathroom, in the middle of the night, crying on the floor, sobbing into their pillows as they try to go to sleep, can't sleep, just so miserably unhappy. Because why? They try to be something they not to. And you trying to be like them. And so it becomes a chain of people not being original and true to themselves. And that's who I am. I'm the person who's going to bring you back to reality, to bring you back to originality, who's going to make you different and stand out and be a part. And it has become so weird that most people that I'm around, they hate the fact that I'm weird. They hate the fact that I'm different. And because I make a conscious effort not to be like everyone else, because I make a conscious effort to be who I am, to be different, to be weird, to be quirky, to be silly, to be whatever it is I want to be for that day. I'm going to be it, and I'm going to be it proudly, and I'm going to be it happily, because I have to live with me. I have to die with me. That's the thing. I have to die with myself. I cannot take this world with me. I cannot take my husband with me. I cannot take my children with me. I cannot take nothing with me but me. And so if I'm going to be with me in the everlasting life God promised me, then why should I not be who I and what I like in a person? It's so sad. It is so sad to me. First, it was so sad to me that women couldn't be who they wanted to be because the woman's standard is set so high. But it didn't just start or stop with women. It became children. It became men. Men aren't confident. Women aren't confident. And we're wondering why we don't have strong men anymore, because society, y'all are not kind people. Y'all are so judgmental. Y'all like to point fingers. Y'all like to pass judgment. Y'all like to criticize. Y'all like to humiliate people publicly and openly behind your phones and in your home and through nasty comments. And y'all cannot be kind to one another. You cannot love your neighbor. You cannot just, if you ain't, I'm going to take you back. I don't know if my grandma in particular, but somebody grandma done said, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't open your mouth. And it's as simple as that. And it's not just about your words. It's about your actions. It's about your thoughts. You have to change all of those things to become a kind person, to become a friendly person, to become, you know, just a decent human being. Respect yourself. Respect other people. It can be so simple. Build people up. Stop tearing people down. And so it's not like people not saying this. People are saying it, but y'all don't want to hear it. Y'all don't want to hear it until everybody start committing suicide. So it gets so bad that the numbers of suicide go so far up. And y'all gonna be looking around still stupid and dumbfounded. Y'all not making the world a pleasurable place to live, to be, to exist. And so people feeling like they have to change themselves to fit in. No, let them stand out. Stand different. Be different. It is okay. They ain't got to be like you. Because trust me, if everybody was like you, you would hate the world even more. Because you hate yourself. How about that? So let them be who they are. But I will never stop preaching, like, just being true to yourself, because it's necessary to get back to being confident, to get back to being kind, to get back to loving each other and respecting each other, to having strong men, to having confident women, to having kids who aren't trying to change their genitalia and body parts. I don't like the word genitalia, but ain't trying to change their body parts at 5 and 10 years old, who raising kids that are confident and believe in themselves and their abilities and think well and highly of themselves. To get back to those type of days, we all got to change. And I'm not just saying y'all, because I am not perfect by no means, because I cast and pass judgment too. I talk about people too. And these are things that I want to change, and I want the world to change too. One thing I do and always will have is confidence in me, and be the confidence to be original, to be different, to be who I am, and all of it. And I don't care how many times I get called weird. That's fine. I am. You're right. I'm weird because I'm not the same. That qualifies me to be weird. But being the same as everybody else, we're robots. They already making them. The robots that Elon Musk and all those people are making, y'all want to be that? Cool. No problem. But y'all want to be a human race of people, of calm people? Be who you are. And I'm going to leave it at that.